included. So just for some behind the scenes info, I am on Zoom live streaming to Facebook. And last minute, I always do this, so forgive me. Instagram, I'm live streaming on Instagram as well. Don't know why I do that, but it's last minute. Anyway, we're going to get started just now because I want to be mindful of the time and everything that I have going on. I am super nervous. And I don't know why I do this all the time. Every time I go live, I get nervous. Anyway, so today is very special. Today is extremely special. Bench Talk, which is my podcast. This is a live recording of Bench Talk. And I wasn't going to do it live. I was just going to just roll out of the bed and do this like a couple of days ago. And then once again, in the shower, I had a brilliant idea, at least I thought it was brilliant, to bring this to my private Facebook group and record as I do this so that I can post it on YouTube when it's done and have a recording as well in the professional, in our high achieving private Facebook group. And I'm going to have it live as we're going on Instagram, but it will not be saved on Instagram. So when the video is done, it's done. You'll be able to catch it tomorrow on YouTube. So I want to dive right in because this is gonna be interesting. There's a little bit of a delay, but I'm going to ignore the delay and I'm just gonna go directly in. I'm monitoring comments, but for the most part, for most of this, I am going to be talking this way. And you'll see why. This is very different from anything I've done before. And I tend to stretch myself and challenge myself. And that's how I grow, right? Before we get started, I don't know if you guys can see this t-shirt or this sweatshirt. It's called I'm Possible. And the apostrophe is with a heart. And let's see, which size is it on? On the sleeve, and there's a purpose for this. On the sleeve, it's a semicolon, but the heart is a semicolon. And for those of you who know what that means, there is significance behind that. I want you to Google it, the semicolon. Some people will have it as a tattoo on their hand. I probably will do that in 2022. That's actually the first time I'm even saying that out loud. So that must mean that I need to do it. But if you Google what that means, I support those with the semicolon. I have been one of those people a long time ago in the past, no longer at that point. And I think this episode of Bench Talk will give you some insight into that and where I am. But I'm so excited. I'm so very excited, a little nervous. Because whenever I do anything that shows vulnerability, it just takes me outside of myself. But that's what we're all about. You know, as a career coach, I like to take people outside of where they are comfortable because that's how you grow. And it's not just all about business and career. That is a part of it. That is a part of your life. But it's who we are and what we bring and how we show up. So you will see me reading this because I want to make sure that I stay on track and I have my notes in front of me. But I do have here the full episode that I will be reading to everyone. And I hope you enjoy. So welcome everybody. Let's go ahead and get started. I am so excited. This is Bench Talk episode 26. And I call this one, and you'll see it in the notes or the comments or in the show notes, 2021, after this year, 2021. And so the one is spelled W-O-N. It's a play on words, and you'll see why I did that. So welcome, everyone. If you're new to me, I'm Jackie Mitchell with Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting, and this is our final episode of Bench Talk for this year. And I wanted to do this a little bit different. Bench Talk has been going, 25 previous episodes, and I wanted to close out the year with something very special. So I wanted to do something very different. At the time that I wrote this, it was actually December 28th, and it was 8:30 in the morning. I had just gotten out of the shower, and I was getting ready for my day ahead. But when I woke up, I had the odd idea and impulse to fertilize my lawn. Don't ask me why. When I tell you, I'll get these crazy ideas in the shower. I just go with it. So don't ask me why, but I did. And it was 7 a.m. So whether it was a good or bad thing for those who know about lawns or whatever, don't care. I did it anyway at 7 a.m. And I just went with the flow and I did it. I got out my tools and began feeding and weeding my lawn in my workout gear. So as I walked back and forth with the spreader, I imagined what it would look like in the spring or in the next few months, because I am in South Florida. My lawn was freshly cut and manicured this past Sunday by my son. Thank you, Chris. And I wanted to continue loving on her. So as I got out the shower, my mind was absolutely everywhere. Out of nowhere, I thought about the end of year episode for Bench Talk, and it came to me to write a letter to the year 2021. I also thought about what to say to you, my community of high achievers who are at a crossroads in their careers and are still sitting on the fence and swimming in the pool of self-doubt and are paralyzed with fear. I know some of you are there. I know a lot of you are not, but not only that, not all of you, but I know a lot of you are there. I wanted to give you something that you could use, something that you can take into 2022. Out of nowhere, I thought about my end of year episode for Bench Talk, my podcast, and it came to me to write a letter to the year 2021. And so just as a side note, you're gonna hear me talk about 2021. With the pronoun she and her, and more than likely I will call her 20. Don't ask me why. Anyway, so I also thought about, you know, I thought about what to say to you guys as high achievers who are at a crossroads in their career. But I wanted to give you something that you could use, something that you can take into 2022. And I thought about relationships. I often talk about relationships, and I know you're probably wondering why. What does that have to do with my career? It has a lot to do with your career. Everything in your life is about relationships, your relationship with yourself and your relationship with people and things around you, including your career. Your career is made up of your profession, and your profession is made up of interactions with other people, i.e. relationships. So once you fully understand those relationships, you'll begin to make choices that are pleasing to you. And I want to give you an example of that with my letter to Dear 2021. We had a very interesting relationship. The overall theme of 2021 for me was relationship with a capital R. So here it goes. Here's my letter to her. Dear 2021, I did not know what to expect from you as we started our relationship. I was full of optimism and heart. When you came into my life, I was hopeful. Yet I did not know how our relationship would unfold. You taught me a lot about life and about myself. You taught me how resilient I am. And I kind of wish I didn't have to learn it in the ways that I did, but as I'm ending this relationship with you, I realized it could not have gone any other way. We could not have done anything any differently. We had to go through exactly what we went through, the way we went through it, and I thank you. I thank you for bringing others into our lives, my life. I thank you for opening my eyes to the true intentions of some people, people who didn't mean well for me and hadn't for years, and people who, no matter what, have my back and love me unconditionally. So I thank you. And I thank you for the people who returned into my life and showed up in their fullness and readiness, ready to do the work, ready to own who they are, where they are, and where they want to be. I thank you for their courage and vulnerability. I thank you for the empathy to hold space and to be a container for their vulnerability as others have for me. I thank you for the projects that have failed and the projects that were abruptly interrupted. I thank you for the clients that soared and the clients that needed time to digest everything that was served. I thank you for the love, the passion, the ups and the downs. I thank you for the sunrise and the sunsets. I thank you for the new beginnings and the endings. I had always thought that I was a very independent person. You taught me that I'm not. I really am not. I want and need others around me to help support me. I learned how to ask for help. I actually cried for help. But the best thing of all, I allowed myself to be open for help. The support I never thought I wanted, I so needed. I also needed to realize that I can depend on myself. And it's important for me to depend on myself first, because face it, people will let you down. No one can hold your expectation long enough to keep you pleased. We're all inconsistent to an extent. That's one of my biggest lessons. But even with the inconsistencies, I've learned to recognize them and do something about it. Oh, and I can't forget, this is the most important lesson for me, And I've been talking about this lately, the importance of honoring yourself. 20, I've always known that I'm the most important person in my life, yet I've never really honored myself. You taught me how to do that. You brought experiences into my life that forced me to choose me. You brought experiences into my life that forced me to choose me. A few years ago, my partner asked the question. He said, if you had to give a speech or a talk in your life coaching business, what would be your closing remarks? What would you leave people with? And immediately I responded, love yourself first. A few weeks later, that Christmas, he gave me a lovely journal with my name on it and love yourself first engraved on the cover. And that's what honoring myself means to me. It means loving yourself first. Oddly enough, we forget that basic principle. We move in ways that's just opposite to that. We make choices that are opposite to that. We judge ourselves. We're hard on ourselves. We're pretty intense. And when I say we, I mean me. 20. We've come a long way. We've grown tremendously this year. I've invested so much into myself this year. With each lesson, I am grateful because I see and know the bigger picture. I know what I want. It's so much clearer. With everything that has happened that was not to my liking, it has helped to clarify more of my true desire. 20. You've shown me examples of why it's important to live in the moment and feel in the moment. You've shown me the importance of planning and being flexible with my plans. You've shown me why it's important to set intentions rather than rigid goals that I don't always follow through on. You taught me that my thoughts are powerful. You taught me that every day is another opportunity to try again. You taught me to go after exactly what it is I want. And when I didn't know exactly what it was, you pointed me in the general vicinity of it. And I landed in such a better and more beautiful place, much more beautiful than I could have ever imagined. 2021. While others may look at you with disdain and displeasure, I don't. Our relationship was fertilizer for my growth and my growing. Every so often, weeds would pop up, but I noticed them and I did something about it. Thank you, girl. And so that's my letter. That is my letter to 2021. I'm Jackie Mitchell, and I am not your average career coach, as you can probably get from me writing a letter to my homegirl 20, as we're going to call her. If you're on Facebook and any of that resonated with you, type in me too. If you're on Instagram and any of that resonated with you, type in me too. I'm not your average. I'm not your average career coach. I talk a lot about inward things that we're doing inwardly and how that expresses externally. Yes, I can work with you on strategy to get to your ideal job opportunity and things like that, but I go so much deeper than that. I work with you on a level that helps you shift your mindset and tap into the areas that are roadblocks for you. So let's face it. You take you wherever you go. If you're in an unpleasing situation and you find that more often than not, you have to take, let's take a step back. We're doing this live, right? So if you find that you're in an unpleasing situation and you find that more often than not, you have to take a few steps back and look at the commonality there. Most times, if not all the time, it's you. I'm sorry to say. Either it's the decisions you keep making, the actions you keep taking, or the lack of enforcing your boundaries. That is what keeps you unsatisfied and stuck. Every year around this time, we say we're going to make this year the best year or next year the best year of our lives. Every year we say we're going to do this and we're going to do that and set unrealistic expectations or unrealistic goals that we know we will not meet because we take the same selves into that year doing the same things we have always done. We want the external, the environment to change while we stay the same. I think Michael Beckwith made that statement, and it's so true. So true. We'll get hyped the week leading up to New Year's Eve and hyped in January. But when that hype tones down and we look around and we see that nothing has really changed, we're right back where we started. So what keeps you going? Inspiration or motivation? The way I define it, motivation is external and inspiration is internal. So this year, my intent is to bring you inspiration to help you identify the feeling of what you want. My intent for next year is to do the same. And even if your growth just looks like you feeling better, that's huge progress. Why? Because when we feel good, we tend to make better decisions and take more inspired actions that are sustainable. It's a ripple effect. It's a ripple effect that has a huge return and impact on your life year after year. So working with me isn't a one and done deal. Working with me and actively doing your work will bring you growing return. And we have someone on Facebook who can attest to that. And I'm going to say that she can attest to that because her career has soared, right? So I want to just leave you with a couple of things and wrap up with this. There are three ways currently, as this is being recorded, I'm making a lot of changes for 2022. And I think I spoke about this a few months back, where I am making changes to the different ways that you can work with me, and streamlining them and showing you the progression, because not everyone can or is able to come in at different points. So we're working through that and making it much more accessible for those who truly want to do the work. So currently there are three ways to work with me. You can access all of my free resources and videos. And for those in the group, the videos are there as well. Some of them are on Facebook. Some are on Instagram, but I have free resources on my website, in the blog, on the podcast as well. There are many different resources that you can get there. Or you can invest at a level of your choice, depending on the support that you need to not only make a shift and get unstuck, but to create a satisfying career. So I have the Developing Leaders Accelerator 4-week virtual live event to help prepare and position you for your next high-level role. I also have the Self-Paced Success Society mentorship program that takes you on a journey of creating a senior-level leadership resume to salary negotiations through interview prep for higher-level positions. And that's just one part of the journey. It will take you all the way through to landing the position and your first 90 days. So it is a self-paced program. I also have my premium investment program, which is one-on-one performance and leadership coaching. That's a private personal coaching program to help drive performance and help you to fully step into your power as a leader in any organization. And that's a premium program. So I'll put that information and links to the different programs in the notes below and the show notes below. This will reside in a couple of places. I'll have links to that and to everything, but I kind of want to go back really quickly. If you're starting out and you would like to see what it's like to work with me live, you can join our Developing Leaders Accelerator. At the time of this recording, it's our first intimate cohort, which starts January 15th. It is a 4-week program, meaning there is one session per week, a 90-minute session, and it has special bonuses and a New Year's voucher of $500, which is half off. I will more than likely not be offering that ever again for this 4-week accelerator. It is a 4-week virtual live. You will have me coaching you through all of the different aspects of that virtual accelerator. And so I'll have the links on here for you for that. If you want to begin your year in a position where you're learning how to brand yourself, you're learning how to have influence and impact, you're learning how to secure your next opportunity, you're learning all of these things, which really leads into the mentorship program with the tools and the tactics and strategy. But I'm working with you with the strategy. So you'll have time to work with me and ask questions and all of that good stuff. So starting off your year as the leader that you are and developing those skills, that's what we're doing for 2022 in our first cohort, which is a 4-week program starting January 15th through February 5th. So I want to say it's every Saturday for four Saturdays, 90 minutes each. So guys, with that, thank you for joining me on this live episode of Bench Talk. Bench Talk is a platform, my podcast platform, that I talk about everything from life to career and everything in between for high achieving women, men, for those who want inspiration more than motivation, to give you tips, not tricks, but tips on moving forward in your career, how to help you get stuck, unstuck. Some of the things that we think about, we're in our heads so much that sometimes it's best to hear another point of view and then something will click or something will resonate with you. Everyone takes many different things from all of the different things that I talk about, but everything in a nutshell what I'm talking about is you having the relationship with you, owning who you are and owning your career, owning the direction of it, taking responsibility and not staying in your comfort. And when I say comfort, a lot of people think that just means, you know, what feels good. Staying in your comfort zone, as it said, it's really about, okay, what do I not have to do? Right? It's I don't really want to do new things because I am fearful, or I'm fearful of rejection, or I may not have the confidence. You know, this is serving me right now. I'm a little not great in certain areas, but for right now, this is serving me and I don't want to rock the boat. And there's so many things going on in the world today and I'll just deal with it because it's not so bad. That's where we sit in that pool of frustration and just being unsatisfied. And there's nothing wrong with testing the waters. There's nothing wrong with looking to see what's out there. There is nothing wrong with building your confidence and knowing that you can do more to do more. And it's not about hard work either. And that's what we're talking about in the Developing Leaders Accelerator. It's not about hard work. And when I say hard work, it's not about putting in tons of effort and praying for a return or for recognition from management. It's totally not about that. People go about this the entirely wrong way. And so that's what I'm teaching, how to get to where you want to go efficiently, effectively, with strategy and not with the tons of work, because busy work does not make you valuable. So I'm teaching all of that. So with that, everyone, thank you for joining me. This is the last episode of Bench Talk for the year. I will see you in 2022. I'm excited about the guests that I will be bringing on. So far, we've had so many badass women. Go back and watch and listen to some of the interviews that I've done. They're for inspiration. They are there for inspiration. I want to inspire you. And so in 2022, it doesn't stop there, because I'm bringing in more inspiration. I'm bringing in more stories from myself that hopefully will inspire you to take action, to do things a little bit differently. And if you know someone who would benefit greatly from this, send them the link. Send them the link. Share the stuff. Do not keep it to yourself. So with that, we have what? One more day of 2021. She's almost done. I hope she's been good to you. She's been good to me. I've learned so much about myself. And for those who came in late, you can go back and listen to this podcast from the very beginning. I am proud as hell of myself that I did not start crying, because I am a sap. I cry for everything. Everything. I get all choked up and just whatever, but I made it through. It was very personal, very vulnerable, but very cathartic. And I know that the things that I go through, other women, other people go through them as well. I know I am not the only one, but sometimes we feel that we are. So I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to bring you in on this journey, because with everything happening in the world today, I have my own little bubble, and I look at the things that are happening in my bubble, and I truly 100% believe things don't happen to me, things happen for me, and everything turns out for the best. Everything happens not for a reason, but it will turn out for the best. And I just heard this, and really quickly, and I hope I don't screw this up. I just heard this on a show the other day, and someone else said it too. If things don't turn out for the best in the end, then it's not the end. And that kind of hit me. I was like, oh, it's not the end yet, right? So 2021, as I call the show, with the won, because I felt and I feel like I have won. I have won. I've come out on the other side. I've come out better, more growth. My mindset shifted with a lot of things on how I used to think. Still, you know, it's still a process, but I am definitely farther along than I was at the beginning of this year or even at the end of last year. So I want to say thank you for that. And I challenge everyone to write their own letter to that girl 2021. And, you know, just write your letter to her. What did you learn? What were some of the highs? What were some of the lows? What did you learn from that? You didn't lose anything in 2021. And I say that generally speaking, even if we've lost people or however way we have, we've still gained and we've still learned a lesson. We've learned certain things. I just want you to sit with that, but write your own letter to 2021 and just review that. And hopefully this brings you inspiration, not motivation. Motivation doesn't last long. Trust me, I know. I have 3 kids. You can't motivate them. You have to inspire them. And that's with anybody. We're all 7-year-olds walking around in adult bodies. Think about that. That's a whole different topic I may talk about next year. But anyway, with that, I am going to let you all go. Thank you guys so much for rocking with me this year. If you're new to me, thank you for welcome. And thank you for rocking with me today. I will see you again in 2021. So I will see you on the other side. Bye, everybody.